welcome in, guys. It is the NRL Supercoach Therapy Podcast, the Round 9 preview. Old Shano is back in NZ after a week's holiday with the family over in Oz. Very enjoyable, sun, sand, surf, all that kind of stuff. Good week for Supercoach. 1,350 was my score. Like many, got lucky there, captaining Nico Hines for that that monster score there on a Sunday evening. And went up in the ranking to about 2,500. So feeling good, in a good spot there. Hopefully everyone else did pretty well too. Right, round 9, we kick off tonight. It is the Bunnies who have been in the news this week. Something chronic. Demetrio Egon, and in goes interim coach Ben Hornby. I wonder if he still wears the grey bike pants underneath. He maybe used to always wear those when he played. One of the things that really annoyed me, but there's the kind of things that do. Probably doesn't anymore, but hey, he's coaching the side and a baptism of fire of sorts. Just the three-time premiers to face in those Penrith Panthers. They are at home. I don't think that means a thing. There is supposed to be some weather over the weekend, especially in Sydney. Keep that in mind for Supercoach and when you're having a wee punt as well. I don't know. They talk about the what can happen with an interim coach and the team responding. The stats actually don't really back that up. I don't have those stats in front of me, but they're not that great. So keep that in mind. This side, let's look at this side that has been changed after Tuesday, Teamless Tuesday. It has been tweaked. Obviously not a fan of a few of Demetrio's calls and whether he has been instructed or he's just going with what he wants to do. He has Jai Gray. Tass is now on the wing. Jacob Gagai, who was a reasonably popular-ish cheapy option, is now out of the side. White and Cheekham moves into the centres. Thompson on the wing. Walker and Hawkins the halves. Mawali, Cook, Jai Arrow moves into front row. Kolomatangi back to second row, named at number 8. He is a second rower. He's not a prop. Host and Cam Murray. The bench, Mamazoulis, Havili, Burgess and Kepi comes in onto the interchange. At the Panthers, it is very settled. Edwards, Taruva returns. Tungo, May, Tor, Luai. Schneider is in. Cleary is out. Huge news if you're a Cleary owner. If you held or if you brought him in last week, very, very disappointing news. That's a big one. You don't really trade him out, do you? It sounds like it's just a week. Maybe the hammy wasn't quite 100 when he returned. With the travel up to Townsville, etc., they are giving him the week off. Ooh, concerns. There are concerns there. What do you do if you're a Cleary owner? Yikes. But Schneider, in terms of NRL, Schneider did a good job in his absence. He's back there tonight. Leota, Kenny, Fisher-Harris, Garner, Martin, and Yeo. There is still no Sorensen. It is Smith, Eisenhuth, Geyer, and Cole. There's no Liam Henry either, which sucks. Tyron Peachy moves from 22 to looks like he might have jumped into 18th man territory there with Dane Laurie. We'll wait and we will see. Yeah, that Cleary one, that's a big one. Look, if you got him, you just got to stick firm. I assume if you got him, you've also got Nico Hines, and you've got enough strength in and depth in your squad that you can play somebody else in your 17 this week and just hold Cleary and ride it out. But otherwise, look, as far as the Bunnies are concerned, I wouldn't touch any Bunnies at the moment. I don't think they're going to play finals footy. They're already at the bottom of the table. I think they're in big, big trouble. I think they're just going to play out the string this year, a wasted season. If Clear was playing and it was a bit drier, I reckon they could put 30 on them tonight easy. But without Cleary, with the weather as well, I'm going to go Panthers 22, Rabbitohs 14. Right, Friday night, Seagulls hosting the Raiders. It's at 4 points with the Seagulls. Cherry Evans, he fought the law and he won his case for a dangerous throw. Tag team with Homoli Olakuata, who cops a 2-week ban, gutted as an owner. I will be holding Olakuata. Cherry Evans, he won it. He is fit and free to play. It is Tommy Trbojevic at the back with Saab, Cooler, Garrick, Talau, Brooks, and DCE. The pack, Paseka, Croker, LAA, Bullimore, Waddell, and Trbojevic. So Bullimore comes into the second row for Olakau'atu. Lawton, Sipley, Brown, and Lodge. Good, strong bench. Three big boppers there on the bench. So they've got plenty of punch there at the Raiders. Hopewate is now the fullback. Chevy Stewart rested, apparently. Savage, Tomoko, Chris, Kotrick in for Schiller. If you're a Schiller owner, you don't necessarily have to trade him this week. He's not playing, so he's not going to do you any harm in terms of losing value. If you've got other things to do, you don't have to trade him. So you can just hold off. But it's probably a good week to trade because there are plenty of centre wing options, which I will talk about a little bit later, but there are plenty out there. I'd probably make the move this week. You never know what's going to happen next week. The forward pack, Papali'i, Levi, Tarpany, Young, Whitehead returns, and Smithies is the lock forward. Starling, Mariota, Mooney, and Gula on the bench. So, not a lot doing at the Raiders. I got rid of both Strange and Smithies a couple of weeks ago, or last week. Got rid of them both. And thinking I just need to get rid of all these Raiders guys. It's looking bleak. And then they subsequently lost 40-0 to the Sharks. So I got that one right. Schiller is on the hit list for sure. He's made the money that we wanted him to make. And now you got to move him on. Like I said, doesn't necessarily have to be this week. But I think if you can make that move to any number of decent options in the position, you should do so. At Manly, Ruben Garrick is a obvious choice to bring in. He's pretty much bottomed out in price. I think he's one of the most traded in players this week for very good reason. He's a very, very good player. In a side doing well, he's kicking goals. A couple of weeks ago against the Titans, he only got 36, I think, in a high-scoring game, which was weird. And then the ball kind of bounced his way last week, and he punched out a massive ton. So if you got on early, you'll be happy about that. You are now going to be not the minority anymore. He is going to be very highly owned coming into this round for sure. And he is on my hit list most definitely. If you are an Olakau'atu owner, myself included, look, I'm going to hold. It's 2 weeks. There's every chance he also plays Origin, but I've got enough depth in second row now where I'm just going to hold him. If I could hold Pierre Kura for 4 or 5 weeks, I'll hold Olakau'atu as well. Who are you going to trade him to? If you're going to trade him to a gun, another fellow gun like Fifita, Fifita's going to play Origin too. So, you know, I'm just going to hold the fella. I know it's a lot of money sitting there not doing much. There's a chance maybe whatever's going on with Madge, he may not even pick him. We'll have to wait and see. You've got to think Liam Martin is definitely going to be on one edge. He might go back to Angus Crichton. Who knows? We'll wait and see there. It's an interesting one. He is a hold for me. Trbojevic, Tommy Boy, is possibly on the chopping block. I'm thinking about doing the unthinkable and trading him out for no reason other than to get the young Trey Fuller. Well, he's not that young, but Trey Fuller from the Dolphins. Do I have a bit of fins up fever after watching them at Suncorp on the weekend? Possibly I do. Wearing that fin on my head felt all right. Just saying. We'll wait and see. I don't know what I'm going to do there. It's a possibility that Trbojevic might be going. But yeah, it's not one I recommend, even though I'm talking about. Manly going to win this game. Raiders, I don't know when their next win's going to come. I really don't. And I think the Raiders are a half-decent chance to win the spoon. Seagulls 24, Raiders 10. Right, big game on Friday. It is the Bronx. It is the Roosters. Ooh, this one's interesting. This one is very interesting. I really like what the Broncos have been doing. They are playing a really good brand of footy at the moment. They did what they had to do against the Tigers, who, look, weren't great. They were not great at all. I don't know if they're going to win the premiership this year or not. That you got to think they're a decent chance. They should really take care of, it seems like, the Tigers, and they did just that. They've now got the Roosters, who were ultra impressive against the Dragons. So we'll wait and see. News has just come in that Jared Waerea-Hargreaves is now out, due to play his 300th game as well. So really good news for Tyrell May owners. So if you're thinking about doing the trade on Tyrell May, depending when you listen to this, if you're thinking about doing the trade, reverse the trade. Bigger minutes in store. Whether he starts or not, who knows? And Nafahu White's been ultra impressive, and he is on the bench with him. But with Waerea-Hargreaves out, ooh, that's good news for Tyrell May owners. And you got to think bigger minutes there for sure. This side with Tedesco, Tupou returns, Swali'i Manu Young, Kiri Walker coming off a unbelievable Anzac Day effort against the Dragons. Hargreaves out, as I said. I don't know who is starting in his place. You would got to think it is going to be either White or May. Probably May. He has started in the past where White, I don't know if White has before. This might mean Tupanua comes on to the bench, you would have thought. There's also the Victor Radley thing happening, so it's possible that Victor Radley will play. He's currently on the reserves at 22. Connor Watson moves to the bench. Lots of things at play there. This side, it's an interesting side. It's just jam-packed full of players. How do you squeeze them all in? At the Bronx, Walsh, Arthur Staggs. Cobbo has been named. Not confirmed with whether he has recovered from his injury. Mariner Mam is named as well. And Reynolds, unbelievable play last week where he was cramped up to the max. Could hardly move out on the right wing. And then out of nowhere, they had an overlap and he managed to, his legs were just stationary, couldn't move them, both stiff as boards with the cramp, puts the hands out and takes the intercept, falls to the ground, pops the ball up to, I'm trying to think, it might have been Mariner possibly, who he popped the ball up to there, and he was off. One of the great plays of the year. The forward pack, Jensen, Walters, Haas, Piakura, Ricky and Carrigan. It's a very settled forward pack at the Broncos. Smoothie Wilson, Hetherington and Baker. Oh boy, this should be a fun game. Look, I'm going to go Broncos 22, Roosters 20. Should be a good close game, a fun game. Two very strong teams. Broncos have been very consistent this year, I feel. Roosters have been up and down. I mean, who saw that? I tipped the Dragons to beat them on Anzac Day, and they absolutely pummeled them. And, you know, it wasn't really all that close. So what would I know? I've got to go Broncos. Yeah, Broncos in a close one, 22 points to 20. Right, Saturday footy. Let's rock into it. It is the Dogs. It is the Tigers at a core. Bulldogs fresh off a bye. Tigers not so fresh after getting whooped by the Broncos. And they probably should have got whooped by a bit more than they did. And they scored a couple of late tries to flatter them just a little bit. They're in and out of games, the Tigers. These are two teams that have really struggled over the last 7 or 8 years. And maybe even 10 years. I'm trying to think last time the Dogs were good. It was probably around 2015. We all know the Tigers is well publicised. The Tigers haven't played finals footy since, I think, 2012 or 2011, something stupid like that. Look, Dogs are on the up. They are in the eight at the moment. They are on the up. The Tigers, I think they are a bottom four side. Let's look at this Doggies team. It is Tracy, Carraz, Sherry, Crichton, Adekar, Burton, Hutchison, King, Marnie. Curran is now playing prop, which I'm a bit disappointed about. There is the return of Kurt Mann there at lock forward. Kickout and Salmon. I don't know if that will play out that way. Preston is lurking at 22. If he's fit, Preston is back into that side. And Salmon, you would think, would revert back to the bench. I think they like Kurt Mann at lock. I really like Josh Curran at lock. And he was probably coming into my side if he was going to be playing 13. They do tend to play silly buggers at the Dogs. Who knows what will happen? Hayward, Hughes, Morin and Taff is the bench. At the Tigers, Buller, Staines, Naden, Olam, Olamalu, Galvin and Caesar, Utoi, Kamanu, Coruscant, Clemmer, Papali'i, Samuela, Fainu, Bateman, Fainu, 12, safe after Bolle. Right, this Tigers side, Coruscant, what do you do if you got Coruscant? I'm an owner, back injury went off, it looks like it's going to be an ongoing back complaint that he's just going to have to fight his way through. Oh gee, I don't like the sound of that. I really don't like the sound of that. Shoulda, woulda, coulda scored a try last week. You'd think it was probably a try. They just found one little wee shot where there was separation and apparently he didn't re-grip. Oh, jeez, I don't know. I think it's a load of bullshit myself. And I'm trying not to be a biased owner there, but I think that was a rough call. I think you can move Coruscant on if you want to. I think Jaden Brayley looks like he's got the minutes in his legs now, and he is going to be a good, steady 50 to 60 point contributor for you at a much cheaper price than Coruscant. I don't know if Coruscant plays Origin. I think Reece Robson is their hooker. So I don't know if they play Coruscant for New South Wales. I'm going to hold him. Because there's other things I want to do. I don't really want to move on hooker. So I'm going to hold, but I could definitely see a reason to trade. If you don't have much else to do, I can see a good reason to free up some cash. Coruscant down to Brayley. Subject to your second hooker, who else you got a hooker? If I'm running with Grant and Coruscant, so I'm pretty happy. And I'm not even going to play Coruscant this week in the wet. Even though the game will be played in the middle, we should rack up decent base. I'm probably not even going to play him this week. But yeah, I think he's someone you can trade for sure. Samuel Afainu, I brought him in last week with the luxury of watching the Anzac Day games and seeing that the minutes weren't great for Terrell May. And I thought I need some insurance policy there. And Samuel Afainu with dual front row, second row provides that. So I brought him in last week. He's not someone I'm going to be planning on playing anytime soon. He's just good to have there for sure. Still pretty well priced. He had that sin bin, so he didn't get a massive score last week, 30-something from memory. Galvin, happy days, 50-odd, 58, I think, against a good Broncos team. He's a strong fella. He doesn't look it. He's a bit runty. He's a bit, you know, but I like him. I really like him, and I think he's a possible keeper for the year, the way he looks as a player, and the way 5'8 hasn't been super awesome. For us, I think he's a hold for the year. At the Doggies, there are a couple of really good options there if you want to move on. There's Karaz and there's Sherry. I'm very tempted to go Schiller the Sherry, the Shisher combo. As a trade, I think I may do that. I'm going to deliberate today and give it some serious thought. But I think Bronson Sherry is a great option. Still has a very low break even. He's very affordable, just over 400 grand. He does play round 13. He's got a lot going for him. Karaz has a bit more pedigree for Supercoach. Very strong. He's on the wing, but he's on the right side, whereas Sherry's on that attacking left side with Burton, with Kikau, and with the Fox. So either one of those I can go with. If you want to save some cash, I'd be going Sherry. Matt Burton at 5'8". Don't rule him out for Origin either. I'm just saying. He's played Origin before. He's still smoky to play Origin, but I think they should go with Hines and Cleary. I think Hines can play as a 5'8". If Burton can be selected as a 5'8", Hines can definitely be selected as a 5'8", as far as I'm concerned. At the forward pack, Max King, I think. If you want to make a move in the front row, I don't mind the Max King move. Josh Curran, obviously, now with the dual. Most definitely. Right, what are we going to do? Let's go Bulldogs 18, Tigers 16. Yeah, let's go that. We'll be back in a minute. All right, guys, we are back and Super Saturday continues on the Gold Coast where the now no longer winless Gold Coast Titans. I won't call them Titans, I'll call them Titans. They've beaten the Warriors in New Zealand. Give them some respect, man. They are taking on the Melbourne Storm at Cbus. This one should be fun. Hopefully the weather plays ball with us here. It's always fun to have a dry track where it normally is up there. Lots of points to be scored. That's what we want as super coaches. And the Titans Storm, they face off. Titans off that big win against the Warriors. The Storm really gave it to the Bunnies last week. Look at this side. And I see Brimson. I said Brimson early. Got on Brimson. And very, very happy that I did. He helped me out with a couple of tries last week. And he's at fullback, and you got to love him at fullback. Sammy Kelly, Smith Shields, JoJo Fifita, Tanner Boyd, and Kieran Foran. Stimson is now playing prop. Huh? There is no Mo Fodawaker, he's out. So Stimson is prop, Randall, Jolliffe, Dave Fifita for more, Liu, Beryls, Clark, Haas, and Pahulu. There's two targets here. There's Dave Fifita and there's AJ Brimson, as far as I'm concerned, and that is about it at the Titans. Dave Fifita, there's just no one, for me personally, there's no one I want to move on to get him in, so he's just going to be one I'm going to have to look at getting post-Origin. Doing his thing, eh? Just doing his under-sevens thing. Give it to the big kid and he just bowls over guys and scores close to the line. He's more than that. I understand he is more than that, but that's kind of what he does too. So, look, if you've got him, happy days. If you want to get him, if there's someone you can move to him, I don't mind the move. I really don't. There's so much upside. He's so awesome. So I get it. And he's still, percentage-wise ownership, it's a little higher than I actually thought. But it's still, you know, under 20% at this stage. We'll wait and see. I can see why you bring him in. I could see Olakau'atu owners going to him. Makes a lot of sense. Yeah. But for me, I'm just going to have to suck it and see and hope he doesn't absolutely screw me, which there's every likelihood he will, because he is an absolute stud. Easily the best forward in Supercoach. At the Storm, Pappage, Nows, and Warbrick, Smith, Meaney, Wishart on a wing. I don't think that's going to happen. Munster and Hughes, Welch, Grant, King, Bloor, Katoa, Liero are the forward pack. The interchange, Garlic, Chan, which is good, Safa Solomona, and McDonald. Number 19, Farlongo. Ooh, he's lurking, and you've got to think he is going to have a game this weekend in first grade. Played on the wing in reserve grade last week in his return to footy, and so I think that's going to be enough. I don't know how he went. I'm assuming he went all right, and I think that's going to be enough, because I don't think they're going to play Tyron Wishart on a wing. He will get exposed there for sure. Plug and play if need be, like they did last week, but otherwise, come on, you can't do that. So I think Farlongo is coming in. Very exciting, super exciting player. And one to look out for in a couple of weeks if he gets some game time there. The Coates injury wasn't that bad, the hamstring, very precautionary. They said they could have played him if necessary. Obviously, it's not at this time of the year, so he is out. Not a big deal there. So, yeah, wait and see. Pappenhausen at fullback. Look, his ownership was actually a lot higher than I thought as well. Can't go wrong. He could have scored really, really well last week. Didn't quite happen. Wasn't that close. Wasn't that far off happening. If you're a Pappenhausen owner, hold firm. He is going to come through. One big score already in the last few weeks. He'll be fine. Cam Munster, a monster game. Monster mash. Doing his thing. I love it when he does well. I give it the monster mash treatment. And the wife and kids look at me like, psycho. But that's how it is. And Munster is, oh, he's a beast, Dick, from coming into my side. We'll wait and see. Oh, I'm very close to doing it. I'm very tempted. Is it chasing points? Maybe. But he's Munster, you know. You look at the schedule doesn't mean shit. He's the anti-look-at-the-schedule kind of guy, because he seems to play well in the games in the tougher, and I use inverted commas, the tougher games. And then against the sides where it's looking really tasty and juicy, he goes missing. So, yeah, we'll wait and see. It's his 200th game as well. Congratulations to him. Oh, I'm tempted. I am tempted to not pick the Titans. I'm going to go Storm 26, Titans 16. Let's move on. Oh, fun game this. The Saturday night game. It is the Cowboys and the Dolphins up in Townsville here. Pretty unimpressed with the Dolphins for about 75 minutes of the game on the weekend against Newcastle. They came to light at the end, scored a couple of tries, but it was pretty gloomy. They weren't great. In fact, they were damn right terrible. But they got themselves into it and had a chance right at the very end. Not to be, though. The Cowboys, probably their best game of the year in going down to the Panthers, but they gave it everything. They really gave it everything. But not to be some really good Panthers defense. If they were playing anyone other than the Panthers and they played that way, they would have comfortably won that game. So encouraging signs for the Cowboys. Dolphins I'm concerned about a little bit. Let's look at the lineups here. Drinkwater, I'm a happy owner. He's doing just fine. Happy to stick with Drinkwater. Really good draw coming up for the Cowboys. And I think Drinkwater is going to do really, really well. I like him. I like what he's going to bring to the side. Really focal on attack. He's just busy, and I'm a happy owner. Very happy owner. Val Holmes, I think he's probably the best of the options at centre wing, I think. Really starting to get into his work. Scored a try. Great try off a scrum last week where they thought they kept it reasonably simple. There was a little bit of shape to it, but really it was just, you know what? We've got a scrum in midfield, and we are just going to give it to someone who was just going to beat their man one-on-one, and from there it's going to be a reasonably easy try. And that's exactly what it was. It was a pretty easy try in the end where he just used speed, power, footwork, and it was too much. And it ended up being a relatively straightforward try. And that's what Holmes can do. He is playing Origin. He's reasonably expensive. But I don't mind. I don't mind it at all. If you don't own Holmes, I think you should get Holmes. Just saying. Bailea comes into the side. They have lost Laybutt a few weeks ago with the ACL. They lost Chester to a hamstring. I'm trying to think who... Oh, Braden Burns has been recruited into the Cowboys. So from... Where was he? The Dogs? From the Dogs to the Cowboys. So look for Braden Burns to possibly be in a 22-man squad next week. They are running thin there. Viliami Vailea, ex-Warrior, gets his chance in the centres. Dearden and Townsend are the halves. Let's have a wee sneaky peek at the full pack. McLean, Robson, Neem, Finny Fuiaki coming off his best game in first grade last week. Lots of work, lots of hustle. Really, really strong. Has signed with the Dolphins. So he'll be out for a big game against his new team. Very exciting for him. But yeah, he's a strange player. He's a strange player, Finny Fuiaki. Hasn't quite played as well as we would have hoped as a starter. And now that Helam Lukey has been named at 14... his days as a starter are probably numbered. Lukey, I believe, signed a 5-year extension. How good is that? I think that's what they did to him. Wow. And good luck to him. Hopefully he can stay injury-free for a period of time and get stuck in because, man, he is a good player when he is fit. They need him fit. Nanai had a good game last week, and Ruben Cotter was in everything, tried his ass off as captain of the side. Lukey, as I mentioned, is back with McKaylee, McIntyre, and Tamalolo, who probably had his best game of the year as well, off the bench. That might be his role moving forward. At the Dolphins, Trey Fuller. Woohoo, exciting. Very exciting. Trey Fuller. What do you do? What do you do in this case? He is bottom dollar. He is available at fullback. If you want him, you are going to need to most likely trade out. I'm assuming you have two absolute guns at fullback. What do you do? There was the same kind of conundrum last year, around about this time, with a certain Jareen Buller. I pulled the trigger on Jareen Buller very early. I'm trying to think who I had at fullback at the time, and bugger if I know, but it was a great move. I was really happy I did it. I think I did it after his second game, after his first game, sorry. There was enough there. I really liked what I saw. There was enough there. And then, you know, it was a case of, you know, just got to get the bloke. He looks great. His job security is a lot better than what Trey Fuller's is. Trey Fuller is playing fullback because the hammer's out. Hammer ain't playing. When's he back? That is the big, big question. When is Hammer back? Because if he is a week or two away, well, you got to stay away from Trey Fuller. If they're saying he is due back, what'll be round 9? If he's due back round 11, you get two money-making weeks of Trey Fuller. Is that enough? And is it worth bringing him in? Is it enough? I don't know if it is. Yes, he has got a ridiculously low negative break-even. He is going to make so much cash, it's not funny. Problem is, he might make, you know, 250 grand in 2 weeks. He might make 300 grand in 2 weeks. But then Hammer's back. and you've got a fella at about 500 grand, 450 to 500 grand, let's say that, eh? He's back, he's not playing. What are you going to do then? You need to find the cash to get another fullback. You're getting even closer to Origin. Oh, it is tricky. It's very, very tricky. It's a bold move if you get him. Very bold move if you get him. It can free up cash to do a lot of other things, though. I think if you want to just keep your powder dry and not get him, that's probably the safer move and smart. It's a bold move to get him, and you could look like a genius in a month if he plays all those games, plays the next 4 weeks, or you got to find a way to, you made some cash, but you got to find a way to get him out. The Hammer, also, you would think if he is back and fit and playing, he will be playing Origin. I don't think they will move, unless Fuller absolutely brains it, which he's been playing well and doing scoring well at fullback, and brains it, and they go, you know what, we're going to put you in the centres. But they've got Farmworth to come back at some stage, and they've got Averillo playing pretty good. So, so many questions, and fuck all answers. Fuller, Asako, another one who's a pretty good option there, centre wing, if you want to go that way. Averillo, Tessie New, Bostock. I think a lot of Bostock owners will probably trade if they haven't already. I don't know. You could probably hold him, I think. He's going okay. Quiet game last week, but he's going okay. But he's made a lot of money, and you could probably move him on to someone more established. Nick Arima and Katoa, the halves. Jesse Bromwich has been named. Apparently his calf is absolutely rooted, so wait and see. Marshall King starting to really play well. Supercoach-wise, the points are racking up. Nichols, Kofusi returns. Aiken, Max Plath. Oh, I like Max Plath. He's playing good minutes. He had a wee stint on the bench. I saw him go off, and I thought, oh. But he was only off for about 10, 15 minutes. Straight back on. They like him. Tackling machine. The base is ridiculous. The base is incredible. And he's a great option. If you want to go at 5'8", I'm very tempted to go to Murray Martin, to Max Plath. I'm very tempted to do that. Just gives you flexibility with the dual as well, with front, with second row. And at 5'8", oh, it's an option there. It's a safe option. Kurt, Donahue, Stone, and Lemuelu. Oh, there's a lot to like about this game. Hopefully lots of points up in Townsville where it should be dry. I'm going to take the Cowboys because that was pretty encouraging what they did at home last week. And the Dolphins were a bit, how you going? So, Cowboys 28, Dolphins 20. Right, Sunday we go. It is the Knights and the Warriors at McDonald Jones Stadium in Newcastle. This Newcastle team, very impressive. Defensively, they've been pretty good all year. They've been pretty good. And I'm expecting a good defensive game again with wet weather. I'm not expecting a lot of points in this game. I think that's going to suit Newcastle, who have been pretty strong defensively, as I said. And the Warriors, not so great on attack. David Armstrong is your fullback again. He's available as, I'm pretty sure, he's dual centre wing and fullback. If you want to go there, I just don't know what his job security is like. A lot of talk about the other fullback whose name escapes me in the Newcastle system, who was injured, who they reckon would have been playing if not injured. So we'll just wait and see there. But Armstrong, yeah, I probably wouldn't go there myself. He's just someone you might trade in and might have to trade back out. I wouldn't touch him. Greg Marzu, I wouldn't touch Greg Marzu either. Absolute weapon, losing a lot of cash. His value has gone right down. But he was kind of someone where, and I paired him up with Ponga at the start of the year, and it just didn't work out. And that's kind of what you want with Marzu. You want that lethal fullback feeding him easy tries like what happened last year. So I can't go near Marzu. Gagai is someone I can get around for sure. Kicking goals, he's not a great goal kicker, but he's strong. He's a hustling, bustling kind of player. I can definitely get around Dane Gagai if you want to go that way. Won't be playing Origin. Billy Slater tapped him on the shoulder. It was last year. Tapped him on the shoulder. His Origin days are done. I don't mind a little bit of Dane Gagai. Best, Tuala, Gamble, and Hastings are your halves. Jacob Saifidi, Jaden Brayley, Thompson, Lucas, Pierce, Paul, Elliott. The bench, Crossland, Saifidi, Cartwright, and Jones. Jaden Brayley, more than happy to go with Jaden Brayley. I think he's a great option for you. Like I said, playing bigger minutes, playing good minutes as well. And, yeah, that 50 to 60 point option, safe as houses if you want to play him. I don't mind it at all. I think he's a great trader. I really do. He was someone I was eyeing off once he came back, a couple of weeks to see how we go, at pretty much bottom dollar. He was low threes, I think, low to mid threes. You can't go wrong, I think, with him. But yeah, other than that, I would Gagai or Brayley are the only targets I'd look at. Pierce Paul has been excellent for them. He's been really good for them. So I like that. If you're holding on to him, which, you know, there's no reason to trade, he's doing just fine. And he's going to score a try at some stage. He's playing too well to not score a try. Yeah, happy days with him. Let's look at the Warriors. A shock loss. And they had heaps of ball and every opportunity to win that game against the Titans and didn't do it. So some question marks over this team for sure. Attack-wise, it's a bit stuttery, a bit spluttery. Relying too much on the likes of AFB, I think. And I just don't think it's sustainable. And they've got too many weapons there to be just relying on AFB on close to the line. Let's look at the side. Nickel Klokstad killing it. Ortiz, Zalesniak, Berry, Tuivasa-Sheck, Montoya, Martin, and Johnson. The forward pack, Fanua Blake, Egan Barnett, Ford, Capewell returns, and Toru Harris. The bench is Walker, Ali, Leyburn, and Afoa. The bench has been a bit disappointing. They're getting off the good starts, and then, you know, they're giving up the early advantage that they get. It's a bit of a theme with the Warriors. They need to improve. They really need to improve. Dylan Walker's a good player. He needs to stand up more, I think, off that bench. Bunty Afoa returns. I think that does help them for sure. Look, I think Nickel Klokstad's a great player. I just don't know if you're not going to go absolute premium at fullback. He's the next best option. He's scoring well. He's outscoring Trbojevic. He's outscoring Pappenhausen. He's outscoring guys. And yeah, it's a bit of a low under the radar kind of move, and it's not the worst, I don't think. Shit, I'm looking at getting Trey Fuller, but I mean, for monetary reasons. But you know, Klokstad's killing it. Tuivasa-Sheck, look, most of us have. Just hold the fella. He's doing fine. He's doing just fine. Don't worry about him. I'm sure you've got more issues than him. So leave him alone. Tamari Martin, he is probably going to go for me. Hasn't quite worked out like I hoped. Brought him in a few weeks ago. Has made some money, but he's made, I think, maybe 90 grand, something like that. Hasn't really performed that well for me. So on a wet Newcastle Sunday afternoon, I don't want him. And I don't want him to start losing the cash that he has made. Makes it a bit of a wasted trade. So he will go for me, I think, this week. AFB, can't go wrong. He's doing what he did last year. I didn't think he'd be able to replicate it, but he has. He's doing just fine. The news about Terrell May probably starting, or should be definitely getting bigger minutes now this week with Warrior Hargraves out, maybe softens the blow of having to get rid of Terrell May and to go to someone like AFB. So, yeah, I don't think he's necessarily someone you absolutely have to get, but he is starting to look like the premier front row. Wade Egan, Mitch Barnett. I think Barnett's a chance for Origin for sure. Wade Egan, not so much. Look, it's a good team. I think it's a better team than Newcastle. I think they beat Newcastle. Only just. Warriors 18, Knights 16. Close game. Right. Last game of the round. Sharkies and the Dragons. The derby match down there. This one is at the Shire. The Sharks coming off a whooping of the Raiders. And the Dragons coming off a whooping by those Chookies who absolutely gave it to them. Something chronic. Wow. Let's look at this Sharkies team who are starting to click. Candy, Katoa, Ramian, Irol, Mulatalo, Atkinson, and Hines. We have got Hazelton, Brayley, Kolfusi, Nikora, Wilton, and McInnes. That's the forward pack. I like it. I really like it. Williams, Talakai, Rudolph, Hamlin, Ualai. That's a good settled team. That is a really good settled team, I think. I think they're going to beat the Dragons quite comfortably. I think the Rose may have just... the gloss may have come off the Rose a little bit there at the Dragons. Because, boy, they got their asses absolutely kicked last week. Sloane, Tuipulotu, Bird, Lomax is playing in the centres this week. Rabalawa, Flanagan and Hunt. Who's Lomax? Oh, of course, Suli with the HIA, of course. So Suli is out and Lomax moves into centre. Oh, happy days. He's happy again. He'll probably find something to bitch and moan about. The full pack, Molo, Little, Sele, Fitala, Mariner, Sua, Ann, Eisenhuth, Brown, Laurie, DeBellin, Murdoch, Masilla. You got to expect a response. There's got to be some kind of response from the Dragons because they were so poor. The Sharks, though, they're coming back to like Hines just being the dominant player playing both sides. I like that as an owner. It's fantastic. He's had some monster scores the last couple of weeks. It's good news, I think, also for Britton Nicara on a right edge for him. Great news. Having Hines be the dominant playmaker on attack is good news for Nicara. And I can understand bringing him in. I thought about it, but he's more expensive than I thought. I thought he might have been closer to $500,000, but he's not. He's actually a lot more expensive. So he won't be coming in for me, but I can totally buy it. I totally get it. Cale Iro has been fantastic. He's every bit a first grader. And I'm giving myself a pat on the back. Had him from the start. Wasn't looking great. But in he came, and once he was in the side, he ain't leaving that side. And we've all got him now. Happy days. He has been brilliant. He is a play every week. He is a play every single week. He looks really, really good. Sharks 24, Dragons 20. I can't go past the Sharkies. I think it'll be a close game. I think the Dragons will try really hard, bounce back, try really hard. Of course they will. They will bounce back, but they won't beat the Sharks, who are just clicking into gear and quietly on top of the table, I'm pretty sure, with the Storm. Back in a minute. Guys, we are back. Had a couple of questions in regards to the best centre wing options to come in when looking to get rid of Strange or Schiller. Look, I think it's going to be Strange and Schiller are going to be highly traded out. So what I've done is I've gone through and I've picked out 10 players. So gone into it with a little bit of in-depthness here. In-depthness, is that a word? It is now. Right, 10 centre wing options to bring in. All 10 I can get around. I definitely can. So I'll leave it up to you. Let's go through it. Ruben Garrick, $604,000, break even of 4, 3 round average of 61. He has the Raiders, Dolphins, and Broncos as his next three games. So, you know, ding, ding, and then the Broncos. It will be magic round, though, up at Suncorp. It's a high scoring venue. Doesn't play round 13, won't be affected by Origin. He would be my number one trade-in option, I think. Number two on the list, and I'll rank the top three, and after that, I'm just going to go through them. Jermaine Asako, he's 679K, break-even of 40, three-round average of 71, and he has the Cowboys this week, then Manly in Brisbane, or at Redcliffe, not sure yet, and then the Tigers. So he has got, and I believe that Tigers game is a home game too. So Asako will be playing at home for the next 3 weeks. Does play round 13, and he's a Kiwi. He went to high school just down the road from me, so he ain't playing Origin. I like him at 3. Look, Val Holmes makes a lot of sense. If you don't own Holmes, I think you got to get Holmes. In fact, I think you got to get Holmes before anybody else if you don't own them. I don't care if he's playing Origin. He's probably the best centre in the comp, or very close to it with Joey Manu. Val Holmes is 764K. He does have a high break-even of 107, three-round average of 68. He is the Dolphins, Titans, and Rabbits. Very tasty upcoming 3 weeks for Valentine, so I can totally get around that. So that would be my three. Garrick, Asako, and Holmes would be my three. Some other blokes to keep in mind, I'm going to go through the two Bulldogs guys here. Karaz at 627K, a break even of 20, three round average of 72. He's got the Tigers, Panthers, and Raiders. So two good matchups there, sandwiched with the other side of a sandwich of the Panthers. You don't really like that. But, and Sherry, 408 grand, very affordable, break even of minus 24, three round average of 61. I like the Sherry option. I really like the Sherry option. I'm very tempted. That left edge for the Dogs looks so good with Burton, with Kickout, and Foxamus there. I really like that option. If I was going to go between Sherry or Karaz, I'd take Bronson Sherry. I really would. I just think he's for the value, the money he will continue to make, he's the one to go for. Brian Toto. He was just so good last week, just tackle busting. They couldn't lay a hand on him, or they did lay a hand on him, but then he busted through it anyway. And ding, 2 points, tackle bust. Ding, 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 all over the place. Yes, he's playing Origin. Keep that in mind, obviously. The two Doggies players don't. They both play round 13, which is good news. Woo! Sneezy's there. Excuse me, Shano. But yeah, Toro, he does play Origin. He will definitely be in the Origin side. He's 646, break even to 54, three round averages of 65. Bunnies, Dogs, Warriors upcoming. Draws, I don't think, matter too much for Penrith. They're just they're the best team in the comp by quite a way, I think. And Toro is playing really, really well. I like it very much. So I can get around Toro as well. Lightly owned, I can get around that. Dom Young, did you own? I'm assuming if you owned, you are not going to just ignore this little wee spiel. If you didn't own, you'll be able to get him pretty cheap soon. He's 562, does have a break even of 100. Three round average of 34 is a bit scary, but the Roosters did look good last week. And if they can replicate something even near that, then Dom Young is going to score very, very well, you would think. Games against the Broncos, the Warriors, and the Sharks. So the draw's not super great, but I don't mind Dom Young because I think there'll be a lot of past owners who, he's on their never again list. So he could become a real good pod, I think. Mulitalo scoring really well. Not so much on the weekend, 40 points, and he wasn't in amongst the tries, but he has been very good this year. He's expensive, 798. High break-even of 104, three-round average of 85 is good. Dragon Storm Roosters coming up. That's all right. Lomax. Chance for Origin? Sure. Plays round 13 if he's not playing Origin. As does Mulitalo, I didn't mention that. Lomax is 791, break-even 101, three-round average of 79. Sharks, Rabbitohs, and then a bye upcoming. What's his position? He's in the centres this week. Will he go back to the wing at some stage? Will he have a go at fullback? Who knows? The other one is Gagai, who I like. I like Gagai a lot. 658K, break even of 73, three round average of 59. He got 80-odd on the weekend. I think he might have scored a try, but he's standing up for them at the moment without Kalyn Ponga. I like that. He is goal-kicking. He's not a great goal-kicker, but it's there. Warriors, Tigers, and Titans. So 10 really good options when you want to get rid of your Schillers, your Strangers, anyone else, maybe even Bostock, guys you want to get rid of in your centre wing. 10 really good options. For me, it's Garrick, it's Asako, and it's Holmes. They're the three you got to go for. Sherry is the value pick out of that, and Gagai and Young are your pod options. Back in a minute. Righto, guys, welcome back. One bet this week, just the one, and just because of the weather and things, and then remember, 3-4 weeks ago, we had all that rain over the weekend, and we thought, just absolutely smashed the unders, and they went over. So I'm steering clear of all that. I'm just going to keep it real simple. One bet, $100 to spend. I'm just going to go on four teams head-to-head to win their games. I'm steering clear of try scorers with the weather. And the over-under, forget about it. Who knows what we're doing there. So $100, Panthers to beat the Rabbitohs, Sea Eagles to beat the Raiders, Storm to beat the Titans, and Sharks to beat the Dragons. feeling good about all four of those. Maybe the Sharks, but Hines is irresistible at the moment. Those four is paying $2.16, so $100 returns $216. I'm happy to double my money with that one and leave it there. Speaking of leaving it there, that's where we're going to leave it for this edition of the NRL Supercoach Therapy Podcast. Oh, before that, trades, etc. this week. Look, probably two options. Option A, conservative, is Tamari Martin out for Max Plath and Schiller out for either Garrick or Sherry. I'm not sure yet. One of those two. I just don't know. Option two, a lot more risky actually, and it will require a boost. It is Turbo to Fuller. Oh, I can't believe I'm thinking it. Turbo to Fuller. I'm just thinking how it worked out with Buller last year, and how if we get something like that this year, happy days for me. Which would mean I would have the money to go to Murray Martin straight to Cam Munster. It's not chasing last week's points. Munster is a keeper. I'll bring him in and I will keep him in. He looked really good. There's none of this playing at 70 or 80%. He looked dynamite last week and I think he's back. And I would boost and I would still move Schiller out and it would be to either Sherry or Garrick. I'd still decide. If I'm going to go all in and boost, I'll probably just do it to get Garrick. So then I'm getting in Fuller, which is risky, but hopefully a big money play down the track, and two keepers in Munster and Garrick. So that's what I'm thinking trade-wise. In terms of captain, I've got to go back to Nico. I don't care about the weather. Got to go back to Nico. And a VC, who knows, someone early. Don't know what I might even VC Munster. See how we're going. I haven't even looked to see if there's anyone that I can, who I can not play. Oh, maybe Talangi at from Parramatta. We'll wait and see there. Right, so that's about it. Any questions, any suggestions? Doing things a little bit differently, doing the old recording just off the phone, using the software off the phone, seems to be working quite well without the headset and the microphone and the other bits and pieces and the sound bites. It's a bit easier for me. So hopefully it's coming through okay. It sounds okay when I have a wee listen to it. Hopefully it sounds okay for you guys. Let me know if it's not. Any questions, sledges, anything like that, you can hit me up, nrlsctherapy@gmail.com, or the Q&A on Spotify. Been a little distracted in this podcast as I'm watching my Celtics absolutely kick ass and in game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Well, you know, in the playoffs there, putting a beat down on the Heat, currently up by 30 in the second quarter, if you don't mind, as Jaylen Brown misses 2 free throws. Anyway, like I said, a little distracted. Thank you very much for listening. Be a friend, tell a friend. I do appreciate everyone that is listening in on my dribble. Good luck this weekend in Supercoach and in the NRL in general. And I'll be back next week to chat through what we saw. Cheers, guys. Catch you later.